Shout out to the God Turk, Supreme Clientele Radio. Ah. Diablo, SR the General, Full Blast the Beat God.
Grav Champ,
yeah,
Grav Champ,
ah.
Grav Champ,
yeah,
Grav Champ.
Ah.
Shout out the Grav Champs. Shout out the Grav Champs. Shout out the Grav Champs. Shout out the Grav Champs.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Tune in to Grav Champs. Yeah. We appreciate the love and support for all the Grav Champs. Yeah. The most amazing and iconic artists out here smashing it. From the train yards to the rooftops to the storefronts, highways catching wreck. SR the General. He be going crazy, bro, from his Instagram account, Supreme Clientele Radio.
Turk.
Interviewing all the icons, the ones that led the way. Salute to all the fallen legends, the ones that set the stage.
Ah.
Moment of silence, let us remember those.
Peace.
Whether they family or they were friend or foe.
Ah.
Hate them or love them, let's show them some respect. Major contribution in hip-hop, Grav Champs to the death. Ready and willing, never scared to fry.
Never.
Chance and the odds of getting up, prepared to rise. Super talented vandals, never scared to die. Let's show them love while they breathing. Go ahead and share the life,
share the life.
So tell a friend to go and tell a friend.
Tell a
interviews are dope from the start up to the end.
To the end.
Let's show them love and call it glory time. Repost his post on your post, share his post up on your storyline.
Ah, we Grav Champs. We out.
We go, here we go, here we go, here we go, here we go. Yo. Dom's KOC in the building, bro. New York's own legendary Manhattan representative. Yo, my nigga Rav is right there. He's like all hype and shit. You heard, Dom's?
Yo, peace. Word. Peace, man.
What up?
Yo, so you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. All right. So before anything, bro, we just want to, the reason that we're here is to salute you, your creativity, your fucking, the work that you put into the streets, dedication, decade after decade, the destroying that you did. You heard? So we're here to salute that, my nigga. So this is how it usually goes. The fans wants to know from the beginning, what got you into graffiti?
I was always drawing since I was a kid, but my mom used to take me to school. I was just real interested on, you know, getting on the trains. It was always graph on the trains on the way to school in Brooklyn, coming from Brooklyn. So, but then like the building I used to play in, the building I lived at, the playground at the end was like a train ditch, you know, it was like a ditch where they had the trains laid up there. So I used to see writers at a young age writing on the trains. I was like saying to myself, like, they're going to get in trouble. Like, why are they doing that? You know what I'm saying? So I was just already like exposed to some crazy shit from young. I guess I just stuck with seeing it every day going to school. Seeing this while I was playing, didn't like that. Catching writers in the act, older writers.
So what part of Brooklyn did you come up in?
I came up from Coney Island. Born in like Bed-Stuy, then we moved to Coney Island, then we moved to East Flatbush, then we moved to Crown Heights, and then from there I moved uptown.
All right. So how, when was the first time when you was like, yo, I'm going to try this shit? Like, that you picked up a can and really like went for it. Did you like ride on trains before?
When I first experimented with it, it was really just Marcus. But then my pops, like under the sink, he had spray cans. So he sent me to the store for a lot of shit all the time. So I was like steal one of his cans and take it with me and write my whatever tech. I think I was writing some stupid shit. It's like spec or something back in the day. I was trying to see. So I would steal his cans and go to the store, see if I could sneak a little write something through there. That's where it started from, stealing breaking from under my pop sink.
So how did you get your tag?
That's simple. That was just the best letters I could do at the moment. Wasn't no careful thought out plan.
Or worse, so practicing letters, and that's just what you came up with?
Yeah, exactly. You know, like the easiest letters for me at the time was a D, an O, and an M. So for people that my tag is not Dom, my tag is Dom, D-O-M, really. You know, but the S came later. So basically, that was, like I said, the best thing I could do at the moment.
Wow, that's crazy. So then when you started writing Doms, you was just for Dolo?
Yeah, when I figured out the Dom joint, I had already met other writers and shit, and I had trying to figure out a better tag, because the tag I wanted to write, I found out somebody had it. So I had to make up something else, you know. Later on, the S came in as like just like how people write one or write ski. That was where the S came at, like just like the style purposes and shit like that, or make it look good or whatever.
True. But so who you started writing with though? Like who?
The first
went bomb and you went by yourself. Like who did you go with?
I went with AI one. You know, I did a couple bombs with ZE. Like that was when those was kind of one of my first, you know, more like Zeus AFA bars. Even Stem was like one of my day ones. I had this dude named Tech. You know, he don't write no more. But that was one of my partners. And then Joker was one of my partners when I was first coming up.
So what years was this? Like when you started like really writing, like taking it serious?
From 86 to like 88. It was like trial and error. It was like me trying to figure out what name I was going to do and how I was going to do it and shit like that and trying to, you know, figure shit out. But then, like, Bob, I like, right, when it's waiting until like 88, like, I caught it. I already figured it out. I already had, like a good idea. And then that was the reason for me. I had a lot of writers I fucked with back then. I was like Drone, D-R-O-N-E. I remember he helped me with my first throw up, Drone TDK. He helped me with my first throw up and shit like that.
So, wow, that's crazy. Drone helped you with your first throw up.
Yeah, and we ended up having beef later on. Word up. But you gotta give credit where it's due. He helped me out with my first throw up. Yeah.
All right, so now when the 90s start and shit, is like a new wave of, you know, everybody that was, like you said, trial and error in the mid to late 80s. Now they figured it out and now niggas is killing shit. Tell me about the 90s, bro. How did you feel about the 90s first start? So much competition. Yeah,
now it gets interesting. Now it gets interesting because I end up moving from high school from Brooklyn and going to, I end up moving from like Wingate to Washington Irving, right? And then Washington Irving had an art major program and shit like that. Then I also ended up moving from Brooklyn to Harlem. Then it was a whole another situation, class of writers with like Ray Dogg and Sleepy and Deep Smooth and Joe Knott and Glow and Crud and Jane, Melly, and it was, you know, so it was like, now I knew these writers in Brooklyn, and then I just met all these writers uptown. So now I'm going to school in Manhattan, I'm going to Washington Irving, there you go. Now I'm in the art major shit, so on the seventh floor, you could do your own mural. So now, so it's like, it kind of came together, it kind of bugged out, it came together, because it was like a melting pot. from all the boroughs. It was like all the boroughs were going to Irving. Everybody was meeting. That's where I met Hopsack. That's where I met F Boom. You know what I'm saying? I met Stem and Wingate. You know what I'm saying? But that's where I met a lot of the brothers that I still fuck with today. That's where I met them, like between Wingate, John Dewey, for Arsenal Urban, from three different high schools. I met D.E. and John Dewey, you know, rushing on them while I was in John Dewey, Coney Island writers. Then I met the other side of Brooklyn writers and Wingate. Then I met the Harlem Manhattan writers in Urban when I moved to Harlem. So this is what, like, that's how Z.E. ended up becoming the vice president of my crew, because we met in Brooklyn. Then when I moved uptown, I'm like, yo, I'm going to run this shit uptown, and you run this shit in Brooklyn. So, yeah, we put down writers out there. And I, you know, put more down writers out here. That's how KLC became big. And it was like, yeah, like all the Brooklyn dope writers like Taz, they, you know, all dope-ass writers like Daz and shit like that. It came together.
Yeah, I'm glad you clarified that up, because there was always like a confusion about that, because niggas seen like Dom's KOC and then they would see like Rush or ZE KOC and they thought it was like two different crews and shit.
No, it definitely was the same crew. ZE was my, the whole plan with ZE was my vice president. The rush dude, he was always down from day one too with us, but he didn't have power to just put people down without saying anything or letting anybody know. For me to run into writers that's down with my shit and not even know who they are, so that ended up becoming a situation where we had to talk about it.
Yeah, but regardless,
he definitely was very big
because it was a lot of heavy artists. You just named a lot of heavy artists. You said Hops, you said F Boom, you said Stem. Those are three crazy artists. Even besides, because you're crazy.
Chem, Fabe, Stout, Lowry. Good writers, man. But the thing is that it was like at the end of the day, right? Like everybody, it was the welfare building was across the street, and that was a spot. So at nighttime, everybody would go there and do it and blow it up. So that became almost like a hall of fame, like right across the street from Washington Irving. Everybody had to have a throw up a tag there. So then the Harlem writers, like Stan 153, rest in peace, Stan 153, you know, I gotta give props to my boy Spawn GNR. They used to do all the garbage trucks and stuff like that. Can't forget about him. So I met these were kind of uptown writers, Vulcan, Joe, I met Joe's, Ava, shit like that. So I'm it was lit. It was like everybody knew how to bomb. Even when they fucked up, because we got caught taking like scratch tags or some shit, they gave us all community service, right? So they gave us all community service on 145th. Now they made us meet more writers, because there was writers, because Webb and fucking into one of them niggas, they was doing fucking community service on 145th. We was doing community service on 145th. So now we meet these niggas doing community service. Oh yeah, you right. Oh, okay, let's link up later. Now guess what? Now we got rites of passage to Queens. Now we can go bombing in Queens now. You know what I'm saying? So now they want to come bombing uptown. We want to go bombing in Queens. Fair exchange, no robbery.
That's funny. But that's how the graph world is, bro. It's crazy when niggas connect, like the RFC days. That was like a crew that was neutral when there was everybody from every borough down there. So you meet in everybody and you going everywhere. So it was like it's like a cheat code kind of.
Yeah, like strength in numbers, you know? Like,
that's
dope. that was dope because it was like you had to be a survivor to hang out down there. Yo, you couldn't come go down there on no sucker shit because niggas would take your shit. Word up. And you probably get beat up, take your clothes and shit like shit like that. So, but if you was valid, you roll around, have fun, and steal suitcases full of 40s, whole suitcases full of fucking 40s and shit like that. Leather coins and shit like that.
Just the nigga
terrorizing that shit. Terrorize the village, yo.
Terrorize.
You come to that corner, they ask you for ID straight up. You need ID. They can't, even you trying to go to McDonald's, you can't even go to McDonald's.
That's foul, son. Niggas can't even get a McSandwich. Yo, those were the funnest days. I seen the nigga Carl Too Devious. He ran into the store with a luggage and he filled the whole thing up with 40s. It was so heavy that he couldn't even carry it. He dragged it out. Cling, 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 cling. Yeah, nigga, and he came out with it and fucking the Chinese came out. It was crazy. Niggas was running with 40s. It was crazy.
You go in the store, three or four deep, right? Two of us get into an argument and start a fight with each other, right? So we fake pushing each other around, right? So they think we serious. So while we fucking fake fighting, niggas is killing their whole shit. So just scheme team shit, man. Good times, though. Can't do that shit no more. New cameras all over the place. Now you done got to do that shit now, though. Don't try niggas, that shit at home.
You'd be kicking your door down for 40s because you stole, like, right?
Oh, boy, you be on the fucking news. You be on the fucking news.
Word. Yo, but the 90s, to me, in my opinion, the 90s is the golden era for us, you know what I'm saying? Our generation and shit. So tell me about the 90s, bro. So now you're skating through. Now people see you on Videograph and it's like, oh, they finally get to see you like in action because I don't know if you younger niggas understand this, but back in the day, it wasn't no internet or nothing like that. You couldn't just type a nigga name in and see his whole resume. You know what I'm saying? So Videograph was a very esteemed thing to be a part of. And when you came on, you blew it up to a different level. You literally straight street bomb killed your whole segment. Tell me about that shit.
But before Videograph was even thought of, I was working with this lady named Daniela Kirschenbaum. She was a friend of mine at the door. And that's how I met you. That's how I met you.
And Daniela.
The day Daniela ended up having a good relationship with me and end up moving to San Francisco. When she moved to San Francisco, since I was airbrushing, she got me a job doing a spray paint class for the Parks Department, which gave me an excuse to get out to San Francisco. So now when I get out there, now I'll go bombing. This is 2 years before Videograph. So when I did that, it was like, I'm doing something that niggas ain't even really doing. Everybody was trying to hit New York like that. And I went all the way to San Francisco and did that shit. So, but you know, if you're a writer, wherever you go, you gotta get your shit up. It's very addictive. So I ended up doing my thing out there. That killed it for me. Then when I came back, had the fever, kept bombing and bombing and bombing. So then when they asked me to do the Videograph, big shout out to Wayne's TLD, East and AOK, because Wayne told me like he said, you don't have to do it, but if you do it, don't let that be what makes you in grab. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, because I was skeptical about it. I was like, I don't really need that shit. So basically, when I did do this shit, I basically like, I'm gonna do this video though for them. But then I'm just gonna keep going, like it never happened, you know. So I wasn't like mad gassed up that I did a video that I got exposed or I got some fame or nothing like that. I had it in my mind from the OG already. Don't let it go to your head. You know, do the interview with them, do your mission, and then you know, big shout out to Nick One and cameraman Carl because like cameraman Carl does the camera work, but Nick One is the one who watched my back so good that I didn't get run down on by police. He was my eyes and shit for me while I was painting. So, you know, he deserves credit too, because if it wasn't for his good eyes, I would have got caught.
That was a great segment, bro. You don't ever when you watch that shit.
I don't even own the video myself, but I got it. I think I got it somewhere on my Instagram somewhere, but
nigga, that shit is classic, my nigga. Crazy. That shit came out in like what? 9 That shit dropped at like 96 or some shit, right?
94. 93 or 92.
Crazy, my nigga. So then, all right, so now, boom, the video graph drops. You was already killing shit. Now, it's the club days and shit. Remember going to the clubs and shit?
But now, we hanging out more and more in the Ville, and we going to the arena and stuff like that. Snoop Dogg, like, they get Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg, they, Snoop Dogg album, just like Doggy Style, Snoop Dogg album just came out. Like, so now, we in the Ville. Now we're meeting even more writers because everybody is clicking up in the Ville. And then we all going to Limelight, we going to all these different clubs and shit together, rolling man deep. So, it's the 90s, that shit was dope. That shit was dope. But just everywhere we go, we just kept picking up 5 more, 6 more people. Everywhere we went, 10 more people pull up, 2 more people pull up. Word up. And then every writer, you meet down there. You know what I mean? Like I said, unless you was a sucker and you had to stay away. But that was dope. We meet up on West 4th. We walk all the way from West 4th to 14th Street. Like a whole block full of writers. And it was funny. Nobody got no picture of that. You know? What are you? Rest in peace, Art 911, CA, Ross, AOS, Teddy, Buddha, CEO, you know, Foles, Dev, Seeks, you know,
rest in peace, Near, too, KGB, bro.
Rest in peace, Near, KGB, that's a fact. Rest in peace, 5, RUF.
So now fucking we're running from clubs to clubs and shit. So I wanted to talk about the first time I ever got arrested in my life. I got sucker punched and beat up and arrested by the cops. And then it's because I was waiting for you to come off the train. We were going bombing. Do you remember that?
Yeah, we didn't even get off the runway. I went to meet up with you. I came all the way from Manhattan to meet up with you. I stood over there in front of your crib. I waited for you to come down. You came down with the paint, finally. Now we go around the corner. We see a spot. I think you fucking go to go first. Gone. Like, I fucking end up running the other way. You went the other way. Nigga got caught. We didn't even get... We got like a block away from your crib.
No, you came off the train and I was already beat up and arrested with my brother, remember? Because he was wearing the mask. Do you remember that?
I did forget.
I told you where I lived at, and you went and you found my crib and you told my mom's, nigga.
Okay, see, I had it backwards. I had it somewhere in there.
Son, that was the first time I ever got arrested in my life, nigga.
That's crazy.
After that shit was a domino effect.
It started it off. This is some of the shit that I did though.
Let me check the technique. Yo, niggas don't even know that how crazy of an artist this nigga is. Look at that shit. That's a whole room space?
Yeah, it's my people's apartment, like the headquarters. Stacktown Entertainment headquarters. They do music and shit like that. Hip hop, all that.
Fire, nigga. Fire. Since we talking about fire shit, bro, we gotta pick your graffiti brain, my nigga. Who's your top 10 favorite writers of all time, my nigga?
Oh. I like I fuck with STEM definitely. So John's
hold on, my pen, I gotta write it down. Hold on. All right, you said STEM. I gotta put this shit in my book. STEM. Who else?
No, it's like I fuck with STEM. Oh, definitely JOZ, Jaws one.
Rest in peace.
Word, Spider TOP. Spider TOP. Dan
153. Right. That's four. You got six more. If you even have six.
Dom's KLC, one of them. No. I don't count now. Fuck with you.
Jaws has the sickest throwy, bro. Jaws is fucking straight letter throwy. Was so crazy, right?
Yo, TK, TNR.
TNR, man. Salute TK, bro.
One of the best dudes I fucking know that could write mad fucking crazy. Zimad, Zimad, nigga, stupid nice. Okay, Dondi.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Two more.
Beefer.
Salute, Beefer.
Last but not least, last person, Near KGB.
Near, rest in peace, Near the KGB. God. Wow. You talking about Zim, that kid, the person you said, Zim Man, is who is that?
He's a writer. We do a lot of canvases now, but when we do walls, he's nasty. Crazy.
All right. I gotta check for him. I'm gonna look him up.
Twist, you could put Twist down too, you know. I'll just go to 11. Twist. Hey, I'll Twist. Still right there.
All right, now what about your favorite throwies? Who you think got the best throwies?
Best throwies? SR got a dope throwie. I like nice old shit. Nice old got dope throwies.
Nice old.
I like The ZB got dope for you. That's a dope joint.
Ooh, ZB, my nigga. Salute.
Web 113 got a dope toy. Issue always official.
113.
My boy. Senna got a dope throwie.
Who? I didn't hear you. Who?
Senna. Senna has a dope throwie. You know what? TKA, KS5.
Ooh.
They got dope ass throwies too.
And KS5?
TKA, KS5.
Rest in peace, man. TKA, that was a good one that you pulled out right there too. And Kes 5 and ZB, that was a good one you pulled out too.
ZB got a dope throw too. GNS got a dope throw up. Yeah, that's definitely seven. You know, remember it used to be 777. You got a dope dog. He does that shit fucking mad big.
Two more.
Rhino got a dope throw.
Ooh, Rhino. Oh yeah, monstrous throwy. Salute, Rhino. Yeah. One more.
Okay. The last person. I like that. It's like he has a peace sign. Like he does. I don't even know exactly the tag, but he got a peace sign.
A peace sign in his throat?
Yeah, there's a door up in his neck. There's like a peace sign right there next to him. Like, I don't know. I think he knew. Might be new. I'll show you. I'll show you a picture of that.
I'll leave that.
Get you somebody else. Oh, my boy News got a dope throw. N-E-W-S. News. N-E-W-S.
News. That's a Queens dude?
He came from Florida. Came from Florida to New York.
So let me ask you this. Fuck that. I'm going to ask you this. I'm going to have to put you on the spot because you're a big time uptown representative. You one of them goats. You on the Mount Rushmore up there. Who's the nigga? Who's the top nigga to ever come out of uptown?
The top nigga? For me, I think the best nigga is probably like Dobie and shit. Like the dopest nigga was like Dobie was dope. Dobie was that. Top nigga is more.
What? FBI?
Man, it's man. Who? D-O-B-Y. Yeah, he was fucking man. He was everywhere. D-O-B-Y was everywhere. But, you had Scanner. I don't know if you remember Scanner. Spawn was one of the dopest niggas I ever met. That nigga was killing a whole garbage truck, yo. That was one of the dopest niggas I ever met. I didn't see how he do that shit with the ridges and stuff like that until I end up doing the garbage truck to him. That shit is complicated. It's not easy fucking with those ridges.
Yeah, I seen one back in the day that he did that. It was like the whole spawn on the side of the garbage truck, and it was like it looked like it was drippy like boogers. It was dope.
Yeah, that nigga spawn like he did. I seen him do like characters, like female characters and shit, like where like chains on and all of that shit on garbage truck. Case 2. Case 2 is from Harlem, you know what I'm saying? Can't forget about Case 2. He's a Harlem writer. In Case.
Hell yeah, that's a legend right there.
And Louis 167 had a dope ass throw up too, dude. Louis
167. Yeah, I'll put him on the list for you because Louis is one of my favorite writers, period. That nigga right there is the man. Yo, he went on a run, right? Him, Tyke, Rule. They smash.
I remember that.
What about TD? What do you think about the TD comeback? TD coming back and destroying shit.
I met TD before. He's cool. Like that shit is dope. He's a dope bomber. Everybody to me, I'm into skills. I'm into tags, throw ups, skills, practice. So I give credit where it's due when it comes to bombing. That nigga's got fame, a lot of fame, so I give them mad credit. But I'm into a different kind of thing. I want to do like shit that look nice, not just one throw up everywhere. I'm I think too many different ways for that. So I want to do pieces.
I met this nigga. That's why you see, that's what I be telling niggas too. You know, when I do my shit, it doesn't even matter. As long as it's just nice and crisp and everything is all nice and even, just, you know, make it look presentable. It'll look hot, my nigga. Niggas just be doing some choppy bullshit. So from the beginning, since I met you, since we was young teenagers, your shit was always crisp. You had nice straight lines. Like, you're one of the few niggas that kept to that principle. Like,
I've been on you. Thank you, man. Shout out to Airbrushing, because outside of graph, Airbrushing, it sharpens you up too. Like, the more you do it, the better you get. And it depends on you. It depends on how you want to be looked at as a writer, how much practice you get, and how much practice your lines. Like, I go to my roof and I practice lines. You know, I do outlines and practice lines and shit like that. So I was able to do it like it was a throw up. Like, do straight up like it was throw up speed. But that just comes from practice. So, and me wanting to be known that way. Like, I wanted to be known as my shit was neat. Like, because all the writers I know, everybody is criticizing this shit. Everybody, niggas is going to tell me this shit looks trash. This shit looks sloppy. You're feeling the black. So when I'm doing my shit, I'm thinking about all that shit in the back of my head. Like, nigga will not say that shit about my shit. So, you too. You're saying the same shit. Like, nigga not going to talk about me.
Trying to keep my shit crisp. You know what I'm saying? Crispy, it'll look presentable and shit. What do you think about the writers today? Like, do you even look at the walls? Do you see anybody killing shit? What do you see?
I give props to my son Funk. The nigga's doing his thing. There's some dope writers that do sprays. Dope, he's killing shit. Safe. So, there's a few. My boy is not a new writer. Senna MS Crew. He's not a new writer, but he's just be making a comeback and shit like that. So he's been doing a lot lately. So I put him in there. Niggas are active. KI is active. KI is doing his thing. His boys, or his peoples. Dope is active. Kista is active. There's a few. It's just like, you know, I got other shit, but I got some. I fuck with some new writers, but niggas are too cocky sometimes for trying to like say what's up and like keep it moving. I don't try to diss nobody, but I don't got no rap sometimes, man. Niggas don't try to, you be cool with a nigga, then you want to think they can burn you and battle you and all that stupid shit. So
question I want to ask, do you think the niggas from this day will like survive our era that we came through?
Hell no. No internet? Oh my fucking God, what the fuck are they going to do? They'll fucking die. You know, my goodness, they couldn't just write a tag and then take a picture of it? Oh, nah.
You know, that's why I say when I hear niggas say all the time, yeah, nigga, we outside, that's crazy to me that you have to tell niggas you outside, because if you was outside, niggas would see you outside, nigga.
Everything is supposed to be on the down low. The type of game we in is supposed to be on the down low. That's why I'm wearing a mask right now. So I'm not promoting where I'm at, exactly what I'm doing at the exact time. I'm not doing that. It's not. So I don't get it. The mentality is fucked up. Like they saying, like, they incriminating themselves. You know? What the fuck? What is that? This little fucking shit right here is getting on my fucking nerves. All right, y'all fix it. Niggas, you telling somebody you outside? I'm outside. I'm outside. My mom won't even know. Nope. Like I just snuck out the house for some shit. So I'm playing fucking hooky with school doing some shit. I'm not promoting that. I'm done with it. Cause I'm even supposed to be where I'm at. I'm not supposed to be train station writing on shit or.
My son, that's why I'd be like, damn, because my son is 12 years old, right? And I'd be like, yo, at 12 years old, I was running through the train tunnels already.
Yeah, that's the shit. That's the thing is that when you have to get that experience out of the way, don't fear. Like after the first time I ever got arrested for graffiti, that was the most hardest time. After that, I got over it. It was off to the races after that. I wasn't scared no more to write on shit. I had to learn from that.
Yo, so what's good? You don't got any merch that you want to promote? Like, you know, you got your airbrush shit. Are you doing pins, sticker packs? What you doing?
Well, I mean, it's right now I'm running the airbrush thing. You know what I'm saying? So I'm doing customized canvases and shit like that. I mean, buddy's welcome to chat with me or follow me at Air Doms on Instagram. My number and my email is there. You could talk to me about a canvas, and if any writer wants a sticker pack, I can make that happen for you. But my sticker packs come with KOC numbers, so you'll get Dom stickers in there, and you'll get a couple KOC member stickers also. So if you want that, you know, just hit me up on the gram and inquire. I got something happening with Bomb and System, with my boy Smoke. I wanted to let all the writers know, go down there. They got good shit down there. That's my boy from NWF. He runs the graffiti store down there on Canal Street. Go down there and check him out on Dom Century. We're going to do a little event down there, and I'm going to drop either a shirt or a pin and a shirt together. You know, I've decided whether it's going to be one or two items yet. But stay tuned because I'm going to post it on my page. My page is Air Doms on Instagram. The only thing that's on the page. But yeah, so we got to see. Work is getting warm, so I got some shit coming out. My boy who runs this headquarters of the spot I'm doing, we got a show coming up like in maybe like 4 or 5 months. We gotta have like a little art show here or something like that. People could come through and stuff like that. But that's in the future.
Keep me posted, my nigga. So what about the streets? I seen you hitting shit with Bester a few here and there and shit.
Yeah, Bester is one of my favorite writers too, man. He gonna fuck me up. Bester and Chad gonna fuck me up. But yeah, when me and Bester get together, it's like fucking Cheech and Chong or fucking Starsky and Hutch. You know what I'm saying? We get along mad good. He's fast with his shit. I'm fast with my shit. We in and out. You know, we don't be writing at the same time. And I'm not looking at him writing while I'm looking for the fucking cops. So it's funny how sometimes you go writing with a nigga and he might admire you and he's watching you do your shit instead of watching for the damn police.
That happened to me. The cops walked right up on us. That's funny. That's mad funny. Yeah, Best is a goat, my nigga. I interviewed him on the first season of Graph Champs.
Yeah, big shout out to my boy Kel Father Mates. The whole Father Mates crew. My boy Joust.
Salute Joust, hell yeah. 5MH, yeah, they're coming on Graph Champ soon too. Salute to the whole H, you heard? Or the whole 5, yeah. I should say. Word. I had CM's Niso. You said Niso was one of the dopest throwies and shit. I had Niso on the show. That nigga right there, he killed like all the new tunnels. There's some like new tunnels uptown and shit, like on the Q line and shit. And he fucking, oh my God, he did some beautiful, like mad colorful shit in them shits, bro. Fire.
That's one thing I give it to. You know what I'm saying? Like, even like my boy Fangs, FSB, my boy Fangs used to hit a lot of tunnels and shit like that. Free Fangs.
A lot of niggas is destroying tunnels right now, bro. There's a lot of niggas destroying tunnels and shit.
Remember Web One? Web One used to kill a tunnel too. Web One.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, that's one of my favorite niggas there too.
And 40. And 40 used to kill that shit too. That nigga was a dope writer too. And 40.
And B40?
No, just N40.
N40.
Naughty 40.
Naughty 40? Nah, no, MB40.
So somebody will put you on. I got an own. Get ready to make a room. How long are we doing?
What are you doing?
How long are we doing this?
I didn't hear you. My bad.
How long are we doing this? Any longer, I'm going to have to charge you.
Nah, son. So before we get off this, I just want one crazy bombing story. Tell me. You robbed another writer when you ran into them. You don't got to say their names. You know, you dipped from the cops. You had to climb through somebody's window. I don't know.
well, a funny joint was I went a couple blocks up from my grandmother's house and I went to do a rooftop. And I was doing a piece up there, and my mom caught me doing this shit and fucking pulled me out and was yelling my name and shit to come down. So when I came down, she took my spray can and gave it to some random niggas on the street. That was fucked up.
That's some Ramo B Street type shit.
The old bombs that I've done, some shit I can't talk about. Just, you know what I mean? This might hurt somebody's feelings. But
so what about a rack story? Tell me about a spot you steamed mad crazy.
Oh, that's easy shit, though, because instead of going to school, I just like look up like... We go to like R&S Strauss, right? We go to R&S Strauss, and we'll take the circular, and we look at the bottom, and we'll look at all the locations, and we'll go to all of them. So we'll go to all boroughs and go to all the R&S Strausses and kill them shits, get to all the rust off aluminums. You know what I'm saying? Go all the fucking rustos and shit they had. Yo, the rubberized this shit. You'll kill all the R&S Strausses. And then you do the same shit with Martin Paint. And we had a master how to open the glass in Martin Paint. They used to come with fucking two rustos in the pack. So,
yes, the packs.
I went bombing in San Francisco with that nigga Twist, right? I went bombing in San Francisco with Twist. So he tells me to meet him somewhere, right? So I meet him there, and he shows up with two bikes. He shows up with two bikes. I'm like, what the fuck am I supposed to do with that? He's like, yo, that's how we gonna go bombing. So I'm like, all right. So I got my bag, so we go bombing. So this nigga takes me fucking everywhere, yo. This nigga, so we bossed it, right? This nigga got places that we stop off from and get EOS cash paint with. I'm thinking we gonna run out of paint. Nah, this nigga stop over in some kind of parking lot or some kind of place and
he got come paint with
another fucking bag of paint. Oh, okay. So I'm with it, right? I'm down. So next thing I know, this nigga is climbing up. Some building caught on fire. So it must have been the next day the building was all charred down. This nigga climbed up all the way like 4 feet, four flights in the fucking air, and did a fucking giant silver fucking ceiling up that shit. He's like, "You come on, you good, you go." I'm like, "Nah, that's a good one." I stayed on the ground level. I did something on the floor level, but that nigga crazy. Big shout out to Twist, you know what I'm saying? THR. Yeah, that was a dope bomb I did with him. Another dope bomb I did was with Spawn. After admiring him doing the trucks, he brought me with him. I did two trucks for him. That was dope. That was dope for me. I did some dope mark commissions with my boy James T.O.P. Just walking around in the hood with beers and shit. With markers and shit, just hit every mailbox and shit like that. Cool shit nice. Like that. Best of, bomb good with Best of, some dope shit with Best of. See, one time, I was bombing with Joker. We was on 125th Street. The nigga got caught, and the cop used in the lot. The nigga got caught, and the nigga, his moms had bought him a brand new red Champion. So the cop took the spray can and fucking sprayed his fucking sweater. So, but they let us go. But when that nigga got home, nigga moms fucked him up because he just bought the nigga the shit. Same day, like he just got it earlier that day for him. So he got fucked up either way. What up?
That shit happened to a mad clothing of mine, son, that you get the fucking the dots on and shit. Mad Polo, Tommy Hill, my jeans, fucking Jabos, Guess jeans. I'm like, fuck.
Yeah. I remember like once like just going through like Brooklyn stops and shit like that, getting off and trying to get hot spots. Just breaking night doing that shit. And the time flies. It's literally time flies, man.
I'm going to have to put you on the spot one last time, bro. What was your favorite to hit then, Brooklyn or Uptown?
My favorite to hit was Uptown.
What was your favorite?
My favorite what? Spot?
When you was in Brooklyn, you know, you was bombing. And when you lived in Manhattan, you know, you kept on the legacy. So which one is better? Which one was you more comfortable and fun to hit in, Brooklyn or Manhattan?
I learned what to do in Brooklyn, you know, from the Brooklyn writers that I met, the OGs I met. I learned like a lot of my rules and shit like that coming out of BK. But when BK was very crowded, there's a lot of writers in BK, so you have to find room for your tag. You didn't have open space. Now, when I moved uptown, there wasn't so many writers uptown. So now, I'm running into all this space where it's not so crowded at. So now I'm like opening it up, like, oh shit, you know, I'm taking shit over now because of that. There wasn't as many writers uptown as it was in Brooklyn. So it was like free space for me. And I was living uptown for 4 months before they even knew where I was. They thought that Dom was some Dominican person. They had no idea I lived on 146. All that time, right up under their nose.
That's what it is. So yeah. What's your answer, Brooklyn or Harlem?
Harlem is my favorite. That's where I got a chance to fucking strut my feathers. You know, Brooklyn gets popular where I learned my rules at. My
I feel you. But you got taught, you said you learned the rules and shit, and you learned your way with the Brooklyn OG niggas.
Hell yeah. Definitely.
So we claim that.
You can't. I've been both places almost the same amount of time.
You know who was another uptown dude too? Spoke. PT?
Yeah. Yeah.
Spoke. He lived in Bushwick too. That's how I met him. He lived in Bushwick.
Jabster. Jabster was dope. John Ever. DOS. Camp. The Brooklyn niggas, the Emer, Bugs, those niggas are my dudes too. There's so many writers, man. You just try to throw everybody, don't want to forget too many people. A big shout out to CD.
What about this dude they were telling me about from Uptown, Mortimer? Did you ever hear of him?
Nah.
No?
No.
Remember that they were talking about him? So some crazy tag like that. Yo, some crazy tag, and they said that he killed like a lot of Uptown and shit. I don't know if I'm getting the name right. It's a crazy name. I forget it. If somebody knows. Yo, Doc, you know who I'm talking about? Doc is in the comments. Salute, Doc TDO in the building.
Word. What's up, Doc?
Yeah, man. Yo, it's always love to talk to you. Always, man. We go so far back, bro. It's unbelievable. From young teenagers to now grown men, bro. You know, thanks, I love you, bro. We went through mad adventures together, you know, and it was fun, my nigga.
Word, yo. Yo, definitely, I remember hanging out with you at the door and shit fucking around, and all the RC cats was coming through. Yo, that shit was crazy. We had that place going crazy. Yo, word up. And we had the art room, fucking doing pieces in the art room and shit.
Yeah, man, that shit was fun, bro.
The door was another melting pot, too. Because we were meeting people from every different boroughs, too. So,
yeah, I heard that Sane went there. Is that true, Sane? Rest in peace, Sane?
I don't know. That's a good one. That's a good one. Oh, so now we got to say rest in peace to Sane's DNC, you know, and Slick and Sony, you know. Got to give them their props and shit. And my boy Rab CAC, you know.
Boy, rest in peace. And,
The bro, you know, like that.
Did you know Ray Dogg's Up and Up, RD?
Yeah, Ray Dogg's here. Yeah. I don't think he passed away.
Nah, because I don't know really nobody who really knows him like that and shit. So I would love to get that nigga on the show. That nigga, you remember that shit? That RD with the heart? That shit was crazy. He just came out of nowhere.
These stacks will get you in touch with that nigga. Big shout out to Sense. These stacks will get you in touch with that nigga. Big shout out to Duck and big shout out to TGF. Yo, G Stacks will get you in touch with that with Ray Dogs. Cause Duck, they all fuck with each other.
What about JP? Remember JP?
Yeah, I remember JP. And then you remember Clone and Bonus? Yeah, I remember it was JP and Paws. JP wrote with Paws all the time. They were from the Sixth Line.
Word, a lot of shit. And of course, Ed, me, and Dalt and shit, all of them niggas was already known.
Yeah, so Doug, rest in peace. Yo, it was so many niggas, bro. It was so many dudes, bro. It was like 1,000 dudes, I swear to God. Look, I gotta sign off in a couple minutes.
Give some shout outs before we dip. Some shout outs. Who you want to shout out? Anybody?
Shout out to my mom. You know what I mean? Shout out to USR. Shout out to my boy Rav. You know, shout out to the whole KLC squad. Keep painting. You know what we stand for. You know what we up against. Stay focused. Practice. Stay humble. Get money. Big shout out to TLP. Big shout out to KGB, CM, YNN, MOM, NWF, ACC. You know, my boys, most of my friends, my people, you know, they know who they are. My boy Dwayne TC. Shout out to The Force. Shout out to my boy News. My boy Estos, you know, shout out to Steve Ark. Shout out to shout out to my brothers from Stacktown Entertainment. You know what I mean? They got some dope shit. Shout out to Harlem, period. You know, shout out to my boy Swift. Shout out to Harlem as a whole. Shout out to Brooklyn. Shout out to Queens. Shout out to my boy George from All the Right. You know, shout out to Fox. Shout out to Iowa. Sloan, TPA. Shit like that. I mean, list goes on, but you know how many brothers we know, SR. But you already know we going for you, somebody.
That's a fact, yo. Yo, thank you for coming on Graph Champs, bro. It's a fucking honor. You know, I love you, my nigga. I'm going to hit you on the sidebar, you heard? I just got to upload this shit and everything like that, but I'm going to hit you back.
Thanks a lot, B. Peace to all my writers and brothers out there, yo. Stay true. Get busy. And don't tell nobody you know me.